Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
How about we take care of your rent bill for an entire year? Would you like that? We would like that. So, let's make it happen. Your keyword is history. H-I-S-T-O-R-Y, history. It's my favorite subject in school. The one I did the best at.
What was your average?
My history mark?
Yeah.
Until grade 12, when I had a teacher who told me I needed to read more. my history marks were in the 90s, and then they fell to the 60s. I was like,
you had a history teacher tell a child with dyslexia to read more?
Well, to be fair to her, she didn't know.
She knows now.
She's like, you need to read more.
You should have read
more.
I'll
never forget that.
It's good thing I didn't stick with you for 12 years, eh?
I know. It's crazy. Anyway, hey, history is the key word. So text it to us, and you've got 5 minutes to hit us up. That's it. H-I-S-T-O-R-Y and your name to 999-999 right now. Good luck. Let's call you back. Get you in the draw to live rent-free for a year.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Michelle, you getting ready for work?
Yes, I am. I'm working from home, but I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for my, I think my son organized because he's in virtual school as well.
Oh, all right. There's a lot
Everybody's
to do.
Everybody's virtual.
Well, how about we look after your rent for you? We'd like to put you in the draw. Are you cool with that?
I am cool with that.
Congratulations!
Yeah, Michelle.
So you're one step closer. You're going to get $100 instantly, and you could be living rent-free for an entire year.
Sounds good.
Oh, just good, huh?
Yeah. This is amazing. I didn't expect to get through,
there
you know.
There we go. Now it's amazing.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Someone put a giant clown head on their lawn in Toronto, and it's garnering reactions from their neighborhood.
Yep.
The story was posted in Blog TO. The house is located on Girard Street East and Coxwell Avenue near Little India. So Sean and Elisa refer to it as the head, saying they put it up in their yard back in 2019 to get a laugh out of those passing by. So that's been like 2 years at this point.
Oh, God.
I guess Sean worked on the Amazon Prime show, which was filming in Toronto, The Boys. And one day while doing some at work, they came across a giant clown head and he just took it home because he thought it'd be funny. And it was going to get thrown out anyway. So they just put it up, and I guess now people have it turned it into some sort of neighborhood photo op thing, and people will pass by just take a picture of it, and people will even come up to their door and ask them questions, and during the holidays, they dress it up. So they've dressed it up during Thanksgiving and Christmas, and when the pandemic began about 7 years ago, they added a makeshift face mask onto it to reflect the times.
Okay, this I'm looking at it. It's horrifying.
Creepy. It's creepy. I don't. You know, I'm happy for them, but I'm also happy I don't live beside them.
Yeah,
it's
right?
not far from us.
I know.
Yeah,
it's not far. Actually, I have to be honest with you. Leslieville has some weird ass houses.
There's the dollhouse too.
The dollhouse on Queen Street. Have you seen that one?
What's the dollhouse?
There's a house with dolls all over the front of it and all over the yard.
And like stuffed toys and stuff. Yeah. It was right down the street from where, remember I used to have, I had an apartment at Queen and Coxwell.
Yes.
So sure last year I was living in Queen and Coxwell, just down the street, like near where the McDonald's is.
Yeah.
The last drive-in McDonald's in downtown Toronto.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like it is.
I think it is.
And, anyway, there's this house right there that's got, like, they have these big stuffed, like, CNE-style things outside. But what's weird is that, like, it's there all year round. Yeah. So when it rains, when it snows, they're out there. And, like, the birds are sitting on top of them. And, like, it's just it's weird.
So that place is definitely haunted.
It could be. Could be.
Jax, wasn't there a place in your old neighborhood that had a gigantic elephant out front?
Yeah. Right by Christie Pitts.
Yes.
Yeah. It's this humongous mastodon looking thing. It's bizarre. It's magnificent.
During the pandemic, when we didn't know that being outdoors wasn't exactly so super dangerous, Jax and I took a social distance walk because I had nothing else to do, right? Yeah. It was like me and Everly who couldn't walk yet. And so I drove over and Jax was like, let me take you to the elephant house. And that was the most exciting thing I did that month.
Daryl in the 647 just texted us. He said, that head is so close to my house, it thoroughly creeps me out every morning.
Well, Daryl, it's because it's looking at you.
I'm going to go see it later.
Put a hat on it.
You know what we should do? We should take the clown and put it outside Daryl's house in the morning.
Daryl. No, leave Daryl alone.
Just leave it on the street looking right into his window. What do you think?
I mean, bedroom window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't, Daryl. I promise.
We will, Daryl. It's happening.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Just a reminder that we have a podcast that's available anytime. iHeartRadio or Spotify. Just search Virgin Mornings, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
We're there.
There are other Virgin Mornings across the country. But we're the one you want. That's all I wanted to say.
That was, yeah. You want
you tell
us.
Them, you tell Montreal to go away.
We love them very much.
They're very nice, but they're not us.
Please help us. Please listen to us.
Hey, so, okay. One of the things that I have been, I've been on a war path, a campaign for this. And it's a show that I need you to watch, and it's called Yellowstone.
Oh, here we go.
And Jax and TJ keep rolling their eyes, and they keep, they go, oh, every time I bring it up.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you that this show is spectacular. It's, Two-hour season finale came out. It's so good. It's so good. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you don't believe me, believe this.
Yeah. Okay.
This show is the biggest hit on cable, which nobody has, since 2017.
Wow.
Since the Walking Dead premiere in 2017.
No way.
Guys.
You know, this is big on cable. The Big Bang Theory.
Okay, but that was different.
No, it's pretty much different. The same premise of a show, is it not?
It's
not. Yellowstone where, like, Kevin Costner goes, that's my spot?
Have you watched it, though, Teach?
Have you seen Yellowstone?
I watched it. I tried it last Friday
night. How much did you get
in? I watched two episodes, and I stopped because it's awful.
You need to give it five.
I won't.
You need to give it five.
If you have to give any show five episodes, it's not worth it.
Well, yeah, that's objectively not true, though.
When people say the first two seasons are bad, but then it picks up in the third, it's like, okay, well, maybe it's a bad
show. My time is valuable, Adam.
No, it's not that valuable.
She's got a lot of ass to take.
What are you watching otherwise?
What's that? Watching The Office.
Yay, for the 14th time, guys.
I'm watching lots of shows.
Yellowstone is spectacular. Here's the thing. It's not just a cowboy show, right? There's relationships. There's drama.
It's like cowboy porn.
There's
a
little bit of that, but I also think that there's like a conscience to the show, because obviously, you know, different from the cowboy shows and movies of like 60, 70 years ago, we're actually acknowledging that we've stolen land here.
Oh, 100%. I do like that aspect of it.
And I think that is an enormous part of what this show is. And I think also, beyond all of that, there's that, obviously that tension that's always simmering under the surface. It's also absolutely beautiful just to look at. And you should go to Montana and see those mountains in real life.
Give me one reason why you should watch it.
Gave you two reasons why you should just watch it.
Yeah, but Adam, you can Google pictures of Montana and Google land acknowledgements.
No, but this is different. This is different.
I've been to Montana.
Have you been to Montana? Yeah. Where'd you go?
I don't know. It was somewhere small.
Was it Whitefish?
Yes, it was Whitefish, Montana. Because it's right across the border from Alberta.
Spent a lot of time in Whitefish myself. Now, look at all the text messages coming in. Agree with Adam. Yellowstone is the best. Yellowstone is a must watch.
But these are
Adam for the win. What the heck? How come you guys haven't watched? Give it a shot. Damn, get on board. Yellowstone is amazing. Definitely a must watch. Look at all these texts.
What other TV shows has Adam said that we got to watch that have been trash? I'm trying to think of examples.
I think I've been pretty good on my TV show recommendations, actually.
Okay, this isn't going to help our cause.
See, this is the thing.
You told me about Succession, and then I slandered you for very long, and then I love the show.
Yes. No, you're both wrong.
Succession is amazing.
Succession is incredible.
I like the people in Succession. Succession itself is a bad show.
I'm telling you.
It's boring.
I've told you about this. I told you about The Good Fight. There's so many great shows that I keep telling you. Your Honor? I was all over, and you guys were like, oh, Your Honor's really good.
We told you to watch that.
No. Mm-mm. I was the one who said it.
He might be right, honestly. Guys, he doesn't miss.
Can you just pick a side?
No.
Can
you? I go with the wind takes me. Right now, the text line is saying Adam is right, which means I'm going to change my opinion to agree with Adam.
Have a backbone, man.
I can't believe you haven't watched Yellowstone, Jax.
Yeah. One word, three letters, Rip. Who is the best character in television history? Rip. You need to watch this show.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, guys. Guys.
Rip.
Listen.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not watching it anymore.
Can you give me five episodes?
No.
What do I need to do to get you guys to give me five episodes?
You get four episodes.
No, what if I need five? What could I do to get five episodes?
You have to give us $100 each.
I will give you both $100
cash,
and you have to tell me. You have to tell me at the end of it. I'll give you both $100.
You don't have to donate it to charity.
Okay.
We just get to keep it. It's ours.
Oh my God. Like, all right. Okay. I will pay you both $100 because I care about you that much.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I'm ready.
You have to do it this weekend though.
Okay.
If I come back Monday and it's not done.
Very busy.
Are you going to punish me?
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Today is Remembrance Day. In honor of the occasion and the Poppy's 100-year anniversary, the Toronto sign will be red and has been given a temporary Poppy, which is cool. There's also going to be ceremonies held across the city. All ceremonies begin at 10:45 a.m. And for those unable to make it in person, they can watch online on the city's YouTube channel. The city's Remembrance Day events will consist of singing the national anthem, a moment of silence, performance on the bagpipes and bugle, a reading of In Flanders Fields, laying a wreath, and other remarks as well.
Wow. Yeah. That's, you know what? It's such as a, it's a special occasion every year. I'm glad we'd never, ever stop doing this.
Yeah. I agree.
It's such a, it's an amazing, and you know what's great about it this time is, I think for me, the saddest part was last November when it was like, oh, we have to do this all virtually. Yeah. It's nice that we're getting people together again to do this in person because, as we all know, nothing feels the same over Zoom as it does mm-hmm. in person, and especially things like this. Poignant.
Agreed. Apartments in malls are apparently the next big thing in Toronto. No less than 3 major shopping centers in the GTA are slated to have residences on site in the not-so-distant future alongside parks, office space, and other amenities typical of the modern development. The president of Oxford Properties Group, which owns Yorkdale Shopping Center, Square One, and Scarborough Town Center, said last week that the company is planning to add apartment buildings to each of the aforementioned malls. The city officials, though, have a timeline on it of 20-plus years.
Oh,
so it's not happening tomorrow.
Is that it? Just around the riverbend.
Yeah,
good,
it could happen.
Good.
Hey, listen, if it took them, they thought that it was going to take them 3 years for Union Station. It took them 10. So that could be 50, 60 years from now.
The crosstown was fast, right?
No.
Okay.
Crosstown has not been fast.
Okay.
Ontario won't be lifting capacity restrictions next week after all. After consulting with the chief medical officer of health, the province has decided to cancel the plan to lift capacity limits in, quote, high-risk settings, where there are dancing facilities like nightclubs, wedding receptions, and meeting or event spaces, and also in bathhouses, strip clubs, and sex clubs.
Okay.
So, well, that's not happening.
We're good with where we're at right now, as long as we can just stay here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
It's fine.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, just over an hour from right now, we've got another keyword for you to live rent-free. Imagine an entire year not having to pay for that apartment. Wouldn't that be nice? We'll take care of it. 8 o'clock on Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So imagine the fear that you would have right now, knowing that on Friday, tomorrow, your new boyfriend gets to meet your parents. Mm. And your parents live in a different country. So they flew in for this.
Oh.
That's producer Leah right now. Her parents are back from Jamaica.
Yay. Yeah, they are.
And it must be so good to have them home.
I love it. They keep me up at night. They wake me up all the time. But it's worth it. They're so fun.
How long have they been back?
They got in on Saturday.
Yeah, that'll change.
Yeah.
Now you would expect, that Leah's boyfriend RJ would be nervous about this. But... And I mean, he is. don't get it twisted.
1,000%, yeah.
What is unexpected is the reaction of Leah's parents, specifically her mom, as she prepares for this.
It's only my mother, actually. My dad. I don't even think my dad remembers that he's coming home tomorrow. I have to remind him.
Yeah. All right, so what's your mom doing? And you're like, she's nervous.
Okay, so when I told her on Saturday that this was going down, at first she's like, oh my goodness, yes, this is great. This is how my mom sounds.
Okay.
Wow, I'm so excited to meet him. But since Tuesday, she's been like consumed by the
idea. Oh, yeah.
So every day it's like looking around the place because he's coming over.
Yeah.
So looking to see what needs to be cleaned.
Nice.
It's never good enough. It's never clean enough. Right? And then also she did like a full, like, a whole day at Loblaws yesterday just buying
really
everything that you could possibly buy at Loblaws.
But RJ has been over before, right?
Yes. She don't know that.
I've never seen before. This is wild.
So I didn't know you lived at this exact floor.
Do you want me to give you a list of things that she hasn't thought about cleaning?
List that she has. Oh, she's gone through my room, my bathroom.
Really?
Did she clean the bathroom vent?
Like, he's not going to be in there tomorrow.
So, I love this.
So yeah, she also bought 2 full chickens. She bought ribs.
Yep.
She bought 2 bags of shrimp. He doesn't eat seafood. She bought veggies. She bought potatoes, white and sweet.
Yeah.
Like, and then she has a whole another list for today.
Can we come over and meet your parents?
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving all over again.
Yeah. So here's the question is for us. We never really consider this. We always do the topic from our perspective when we're talking about this thing. But we never consider, hey, it might be nerve-wracking for our parents, too.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it after Leah was talking about this earlier this morning. I'm thinking, like, okay, so I had come off of a divorce. And, like, when I introduced Natalie It's like, it's there's something else at stake now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
this is somebody that has met my kid.
Yeah.
Wow. That is going to play,
yeah.
if things work out, a role in my kid's life. And obviously things have worked out. But, you know, that think about from a parent's perspective how nervous you would be, because it's like there's a new person yeah. and this
protective.
Is a young child yeah. and it's like protective and my parents were great about it.
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
But it is something where I'm, if it were me, I'd be like, this person better
yeah.
be good.
Yeah.
They, don't you be bringing anybody home who's kind of okay, who mm-hmm. might be here for a little bit.
I'm mm-hmm. petrified of becoming a parent and meeting my child's partner, because I just know me
yeah.
as such a tremendous people pleaser. And I would just try and be way too hard to be funny,
oh,
and would
gosh.
Try way too hard to be their friend, and forget years. that they're dating my southern daughter.
I'm gonna be a cop. I'm gonna be so hard. Yeah.
No, you're not.
Oh yeah, no, I'm gonna be tough.
Who believes that? Does anybody in this room believe that?
No, for a second.
No.
I can get saucy. I'm gonna be tough. I'm gonna be mean.
You're not.
Give us an example, Jax. Like, yeah, how would you say?
Jax will help them move.
TJ's your son, and I'm TJ's boyfriend, and he's taking me home.
I love this scenario.
Okay, let's go.
So you come in the house to drop off TJ, and you have your shoes
on. No, I'm picking him up. Am I picking him up?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're picking him up, and you come in the house with your shoes on, and I'll say, yeah, those shoes look really good. They shouldn't be on in my house.
Oh,
sounds like a made-up scenario. Adam would always take his shoes off. He's polite.
That's right. Yeah. Here's what I'm gonna say with Jax.
And then I call
Jax
you a
thinks
B-word.
She's gonna be tough, but she's gonna be warm and welcoming. It's her partner Michelle, who's very quiet.
Yeah. yeah.
Who's gonna
she's
be
not quiet. Oh,
she is quiet when you first meet her.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, she is.
She can get saucy. Can.
Okay. Well, yeah. anyway, long story short, I wanted to know from a parent's perspective what it's like to meet your kid's partner. So. You've been in this position. You're Leah's parents.
Okay.
You've actually seen this in real life. Can you give us a shout? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Give us the other side. What's it like when your son or your daughter says, hey, I'm bringing somebody home and you're going to meet them? How do you feel about it? And what are your nervous tics? We want to know about that too. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, we're always worried about meeting people's parents, but have we ever considered that people's parents are nervous to meet us too? Like your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever,
yeah.
they take you home? Your parents, their parents are nervous too. We're seeing that with producer Leah, who is going to meet, her parents are going to meet her
RJ.
Boyfriend tomorrow,
yeah.
RJ.
Yeah.
Producer RJ.
Yeah.
Yes, part of the producer RJ. Family.
Yeah.
And producer mom and dad.
Yeah.
Well, producer dad doesn't care. Producer mom is walking around the house cleaning up the house.
Yeah. Oh, all day, every day. Right now, she's cleaning right now.
She's cleaning right now?
Right now.
All right. I hope she's listening to this
early.
Too. So we wanted to know, as a parent, like, your kid brings somebody home, and your kid is always your kid, whether they're 5 or 25. What was it like for you? Hit us up, 999-999.
We got this text from the 705. The first thing I do as a parent is stalk their social media.
Ooh.
I gotta know everything I gotta know. Another one from the 289. My family met my boyfriend and seemed to like him. Everything went well. Then, about 8 months later, I found out they hired a private investigator to look into his past.
Oh, yeah. That deeper issues.
I kind of like that because they reeled him in.
No.
Yeah. Made him feel comfortable. Yeah. And then they were going to look him
don't
up.
Don't involve a PI.
No.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That text from Sarah.
Just want to make sure.
Last text here from Emily from the 905. When my daughter brought her boyfriend home for the first time, I went into overdrive. Much like Leah's parents, I wanted to impress him. I spent days cleaning. Baking, preparing for his arrival. I forgot that they're 18. They ended up breaking up the morning of.
Oh.
I never met him.
No!
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the Movie Lovers Monthly Membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, yeah. CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca.
Fantastic.
That's a good read.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
A voiceover artist.
That's right. YouTube will be removing any dislike button that they have to combat harassment, which is a good idea until you read a little bit deeper into it. YouTube announced that its decision to make the dislike count on videos private across its platform. So, I think that means that your profile, you could still see how many people dislike your videos. It just won't be public anymore. YouTube believes the change will better protect its creators from harassment and reduce the threat of what it calls dislike attacks, essentially when a group teams up to drive up the number of dislikes.
That happens. I have a YouTube channel for my podcast outside of this.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, we have a Twitch channel, we have YouTube, And every once in a while, there's a couple of groups that are white nationalist groups that'll come in and they'll do like a group dislike to downvote the videos. And then they'll, you know, we have producer Jesse, who was on this show, is on that show as well. They'll spam us with racist comments.
Yeah.
And then we also have on Twitch, we've got the same thing where, and Jesse does a lot of like video games and stuff like that. And so to protect against that, we've actually had to, for our company, we've had to hire a community moderator.
A moderator, yeah, you guys got a mod.
Who will prevent that from happening.
Wow.
So this is actually really good, like from a creator standpoint.
Yeah.
The dislike button really doesn't do anything other than make people feel bad.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's so funny, eh? Like, it's so easy. It would be easy for them to just get rid of racist language altogether.
Yeah.
But they just seemed, every social media platform seems hell-bent on keeping it for now. But this is a step in the right direction. I like this because it's just, it affects the algorithm and it affects how many people see your video. And number two, it's just like, it's terrible for people. Like, you think about mental health and how important that is.
Kidding.
And so, yeah, we're used to that kind of stuff by now because that's just what happens, but it's what happened.
There's some new dating trends that you got to look out for next year. This is according to the dating site Plenty of Fish, who just put out a fun list. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yes. They pulled 7,000 single people. There's communidating, which is using dating apps not just for dating and intimate relationships, but also to make friends and connections.
Yeah.
Deja vuing, doing the same things with a new partner that you did with your ex. Ooh, have you ever done that? Like taking your current partner on a date you've taken your ex to?
True thing.
I had a first date bar I used to take.
Straw.
I used to take everyone to the same bar.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's greasy.
There's so many places in the city.
No, yeah, but what if this is the... You know what? You want to have a bar where you're comfortable.
Yeah, that's
your
right.
Turf.
Yeah,
your
it's
turf,
all
baby.
About you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, how can I make this about me?
Okay.
Anticipation is another one. Being unsure about the physical boundaries that are acceptable, like whether to hug, shake hands, or fist bump your first date. I'm going to start fist bumping Val on dates.
You should.
She's going to love that.
Yeah, she's definitely
If you fist bump someone, you're friend zoned forever.
Yeah. hesitating. Being unsure if you want to date seriously or casually.
Ah, yes.
And the last one is a vacation. Taking someone you just started dating on vacation because who cares? Yeah, that sounds like a TJ move. Hey, today's Remembrance Day.
Stop laughing. Sorry.
Today is Remembrance Day. In honor of the occasion and the poppy's 100-year anniversary, the Toronto Sun is going to be red. It's also going to be given a temporary poppy. There's also going to be ceremonies held throughout the city, and those all start at 10:45 a.m., and they're going to be online, too. So if you can't make them in person, you can stream them from the city's YouTube channel.
It's nice to see people in person. I'm looking at CP24 right now, and they've got a live shot of Prospect Park. So there are some festivals, or not festivals, geez, some ceremonies happening already, and I think it's so nice now to see people in person.
Yes.
Isn't it? Like last year, it was bizarre last year. It's a day where it's a solemn day.
Yeah.
And then on top of it last year, nobody could get together. Yeah. I'm so glad that we have that this year. So
absolutely.
Great to see. And also we've modernized it and we can stream it.
That's a good idea.
Which, amazing. So good stuff. Remember at 11:11 today, there will be a moment of silence, including here on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever been mid-hair appointment and thought, I'm not sure where this is going?
Yeah.
It's not a fun feeling. And then, and this is where it gets bad, you're like, I'm not going to say anything. Because I feel like it's an unfinished product. It's not fair. We can't say.
Yeah.
And then... You see the finished product and you're like, I should have listened to myself because I have to live with this now for the next few months. This happens to people with long hair more than happens to people like TJ and I with shorter hair. I have had it happen. But it happened yesterday to Jax, who's got the shortest hair on the show. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't really to Jax, but...
It was to my dog, Reginald.
Who is how many pounds?
He's 6 pounds. Six sturdy big pounds. So I had to get him groomed, and I took him to a place in Little Italy where I always go. And my girlfriend Michelle was saying, like, you gotta get him the line cut. And she's been asking this for almost 2 years. Get him the line cut, get him the line cut. Please just get him a line cut. And I don't like the way that Pomeranians look with line cuts because I think it's bizarre. So I haven't done it. But yesterday I wanted to surprise her by getting the line cut for Reggie.
Well, now that's where he'd have a big poofy mane.
That's right. His skin would be very his hair would be very short on the rest of his body and then have a huge puffy mane.
I like that.
And when he was coming out after his 2 hour spa appointment,
he's 6 pounds and
it takes 2 hours.
Unreal.
It's unreal. 2 hours.
Come on.
I thought to myself as I looked at my tiny dog, what have I done?
What happened?
He doesn't look the best. He looks okay. He doesn't look as good as I would like him to. He looks a little rough, a little raggedy. Like, he looks like the kind of lion that wouldn't make it very far in the jungle. You know what I mean? Like, he looks like that. He looks a little
mangy.
Rough around the... Yeah, mangy. So I... that's the way he looks now. But I thought to myself, like, maybe we shouldn't have done this. I regretted it.
He looks mangy.
Yeah, he looks mangy. And I, you know what? The groomer did a wonderful job, but it's
did
just
they?
I think
it sounds not does he look, like that.
Does he look like the lion that's little, like, is he like is he Mufasa or is he Scar?
He looks like he's been in Scar's cave for a while. You know what I mean? He looks like he's given a hyena a rough go. Like,
All right.
So I regretted it, but God bless him. He's so little. And Michelle's happy, so that's all that matters, I guess.
But we kind of got us talking about bad hairstyles. Producer Leah, I got to ask you, have you ever had that experience yourself? I'm assuming you don't have a tiny Pomeranian at home.
No.
But you knew the hair was going bad?
Yeah. There's been a time where I went away from my regular hairdresser.
Never do
and
that.
You never do that. Never betray your hairdresser, because you will learn a really tough lesson if you do so. So I did that because my hairdresser, she's busy. She gets busy, right? So, and I needed my hair done. So I went to a foreign place and I could see the disaster happening as it was happening.
What was happening? You got to tell us.
Yeah. They were just putting rollers in the hair.
Oh.
What?
Rollers.
What year is this? So rollers. And I didn't stop her. I just, I was too scared.
Did they make you sit under that time machine thing?
Yeah. And that's very like 90s.
Yeah.
And this happened just like a couple of years ago. So, and it came out very poofy and big and very 90s, actually. Yeah.
Nobody on this show is more particular about their hair than TJ. I'm just throwing that out there.
TJ, we have a competition.
Yeah. Oh,
listen, I took the braids out. So now you're going to see some hairstyles.
Got to make sure my face is tight.
When I was in the eighth grade, I had hockey hair. It was really long and glorious. I was very proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling my mom for weeks that I wanted a haircut like the bass player from Simple Plan.
Yeah. No,
so we went to Great Clips at a Walmart in Brampton. I can't remember for the life of me which one. I'm going to assume it was Beauvert and Highway 10.
Yikes.
And we went in there and I showed them a picture of the bass player from Simple Plan. And I said, this is what I want. And then they started cutting my bangs off. Oh. And I was very upset about it. So then I started tearing up a little. Uh-huh. And I said, Mom, because she wasn't paying attention. Yeah. And then she saw what was going on. And she said, I'm not paying for this. And we stormed out of there. And then my mom had to go back in because she forgot her purse. And she announced it to the store. I forgot my purse. And then we left.
Wow.
And then we never spoke of it again.
Mm.
And to this day, I hate Simple Plan.
Now, question for you, Jack. Do you have a picture of Reg?
I do, yes.
Can you post it on the Virgin Radio Toronto Instagram page on stories?
I'll have to talk with him first.
No, you need to put it up, because we have no less than 5 texts that are like, we need to see this picture.
Okay, I will.
So mangy lion that is Reginald now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, you made a dog into a cat. Like, what's wrong with you guys? That's wrong.
I think that dog is basically a cat.
Don't denounce him.
That's
Reginald,
wrong.
Reginald's a strong man. Blame Michelle, not me.
So the question we have for you, 416-872-9999, 999-999 text. We're talking about the worst haircut you ever had.
Okay.
And you knew throughout, you're like, this is going wrong, but I'm going to be too polite. I'm not going to talk about it. But then it went really wrong. We want to know what happened.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Now, want to know, in honor of Jax's 6-pound dog trying to look like a lion and ended up looking like he was in Scar's cave too long.
He doesn't look his best.
Looking scraggly. If he was in the jungle, the antelope would not be afraid.
3 minutes. I gave him 3 minutes in the jungle.
We want to know about your worst haircut. And you knew it was going bad, right? You knew that midway through, you're like, this does not feel right, but I am not the professional they are. And it did not end well. Hit us up, 999-999.
For the 416, told my hairstylist I wanted a Rihanna haircut. Rihanna in the SOS video.
Oh, yes.
It showed her the pic. Been going to her for 10 years at this point, so I trust her. She gave me the Rihanna in the Umbrella music video haircut. Umbrella was not even out at this time, so I have no idea where she pulled this hairstyle out from. Cried on the streetcar all the way home. Missed work the next day to go get a weave put in.
Oh, that's so
tough. And you try to play so cool in the salon. You're like, oh, it's good.
Well, because like, where else are you going to go? They know.
Everything's fine. I love it.
From the 519. 2002, right before grade 12 grad. Subtle highlights, but didn't want to pay the price. Big mistake. Went to a junior stylist. Dark brown hair with blonde subtle highlights turned into dark brown hair with red 1-inch chunks. Canadian flag meets Kelly Clarkson. Ooh. My hair has never recovered. It's been 20 years. How has it not recovered?
I remember, you can mess it up, man.
You know, I remember when frosted tips were the big thing, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you wanted frosted tips, you had two ways. You could frost the tips yourself, or you could, like, dye your hair and then let it grow it or whatever. So I had dyed my hair, and it sucks when you dye your whole head because it feels like someone's biting your head. It's terrible. Yeah. So I wanted to get the frosted tips done, so I go across the street to Jingles Salon on Port Union Road. Let me tell you, did I want blonde? Hell yeah. What did I get?
Orange.
A delicious shade of orange.
Mm.
All the boys in junior high.
Let me tell you something. My head is enormous.
It's not small.
It always was. When I was in grade 3, I was wearing adult-size helmets. So it wasn't like this was not noticeable. I'm telling you. It was like somebody took a gigantic hedgehog and painted it orange.
May I ask, because you have to pay for dye, did you have to buy extra dye because your head is so big?
Oh, yeah. Did you grab two boxes?
No, all I remember is that it cost me 15 or 20 bucks, and I was broke. There was no more buying donuts from down the street after school like everybody else.
Big spender.
Big spender.
Yeah, but at least you look cool. Yeah.
Thank you, Jingles.
Last text here from the 905. I was COVID cutting my partner's long blonde hair.
Oh, don't do that.
And his dog barked. I was startled. May or may not have actually cut off a 4-inch long chunk right at the front. It's okay. Nobody sees the front.
And you know what? COVID haircuts, nobody could get one for like 6-7 months. So you knew it grew back in, right?
Val gave me a COVID haircut.
It looks good. It took her, really what, like
it 4 hours? 3 hours.
Yeah. But it looks
good. Well, you know what? To be honest with you, if I was Val, I would never have touched your hair because I know how particular you are about it. So the fact that she even did it, saintly.
God bless her.
Don't worry. I still found flaws.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Today is Remembrance Day. In honor of the occasion and the poppy's 100th year anniversary, the Toronto sign is going to be red and also given a temporary poppy. On Remembrance Day, there's going to be ceremonies held throughout the city. All ceremonies are beginning at 10:45, although it looks like some of them have already started, or at least they're getting set up. If you're unable to make it in person, you can watch them online on the city's YouTube channel.
Yes.
The Remembrance Day events will consist of singing the national anthem, a moment of silence, performances on the bagpipes and bugle, reading of In Flanders Fields, Laying a Wreath, and remarks.
It's great that we can see people in person doing this now.
It is wonderful, though. The one good thing that came out of the pandemic is that you can do things virtually now. Mm-hmm. So now folks that, you know, may not have the best accessibility or older veterans, like, they can see all of these services from the comfort of their own home.
It's great. It modernized it.
Exactly. You know what I learned about Remembrance Day like a month or two ago? Because I always wondered why it wasn't like a holiday, why everybody didn't get it off. And I guess a big reason of it is they want kids in school because it's a good day for education, and then they can watch these ceremonies and et cetera. So it actually kind of makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Apartments and malls are apparently the next big thing in Toronto. So if you want to live in Yorkdale, you're good to go. No less than 3 major shopping centers in the GTA are slated to have residences on site in the not so distant future, alongside parks, office space, and other amenities. The president of Oxford Properties Group, which owns Yorkdale Square 1 and Scarborough Town Center, said last week that the company is planning to add apartment buildings to each of the aforementioned malls. The city, though, has put a timeline on it of 20-plus years.
Oh, is that all?
About how long it will take for them to finish union construction.
TJ, we got a text message from the 647 here asking what part of the mall you would like to live in most. They suggested the Cheesecake Factory.
That's a good one because they can hand you a menu and then you could build walls out of it because it's 1,000 pages long.
That's true.
Welcome to the Cheesecake Factory. We do everything. And it's delicious.
We are literally in the entire menu on Uber Eats.
Like, I've never been. I need to go.
Have you not?
I've never been to the Cheesecake Factory.
You need to go. You know what? We'll take you to the Cheese Factory.
I don't know if we can get in.
You know what? We'll get you on a little date.
I'm sorry. How could I not get in? What do you mean?
Because the lines are always ridiculous. It's the busiest place on earth.
What's funny about Cheesecake Factory up here is it's like this rare thing. Yeah. In the States, they're everywhere. Yeah. And everybody's like, oh, it's just the Cheesecake Factory.
You know what? Take me on a date, boys.
Yeah, we will.
Take me out for dinner.
We should both take Jax out on a date, and at the end, she has to pick which one she gets to kiss on the cheek. Like an Archie comic.
Okay.
No? All right.
Can we third story?
Third story. Ontario won't lift the capacity restrictions next week as planned. I wish I didn't say that in such a happy voice. After consulting with the chief medical officer of health, the province has decided to cancel the plan to lift capacity limits in, quote, high-risk settings. That's where things like dancing facilities, like nightclubs, wedding receptions, meeting or event spaces. Also, strip clubs and sex clubs. So that's not happening anymore next week. And that's what's trending.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Haley, you want to see the Leafs?
Thank you.
All right, now here's the deal. You're going to play this game called
Sports Questions with Jax.
And the way it works is this. Jax knows nothing about sports.
Hey,
little to nothing.
TJ is going to ask some questions. And before Jax gets to answer each question, you're going to have to tell us whether you think she'll get it right or not.
Okay.
All right. So, TJ.
Come on, Jax.
Thanks, babe.
Haley, before we jump in, who would you take to the game if you won these tickets? Just so Jax knows that if she gets these wrong, she'd be disappointing two people.
Oh, yeah.
I would actually take my dad. He's a really big Leafs fan. And I've never been to a game, so I mean, this would be something to go to.
Aww.
Come on, Jax.
So a nice dad-daughter day. First Leaf game. No pressure, Jax. All right, question number one. Jax, the Leafs are playing the Calgary Flames tomorrow, but tonight, who are the Calgary Flames playing?
Will Jax get the question? What do you think?
I hope so. Come on, Jax.
You think Jax will? No, you can say that she won't, right? Like, that's an available option to you.
I'm going to pray that she's going to get it right.
You think?
Okay. Come on, Jax.
Do I get a lifeline?
You do not. Nope.
But I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
They're a Western team on an Ontario road trip.
Oh. Here come the Oilers.
No.
No.
The Calgary Flames will be playing the Montreal Canadiens.
That's
tonight.
Right. Yeah. Because they're west coming east, right?
True. But Jax, don't worry, because now you just have to get both questions right.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
We tried to tell you that she wasn't going to get that question.
Yeah.
But you didn't listen to us. So here we go.
Sorry.
Number two, TJ.
Jax, can Scotiabank Arena hold more or less than 20,000 people?
Okay. Now, what do you think Jax knows about this? She's been there for concerts.
Yes, Jax will definitely have his answer.
Well, it is less than 20,000 people.
Yay! Yay!
19,800 people.
I have to be honest with you. 19,800. You just missed by 200. You have way too much faith in Jax. I'm going to lie.
I got it. Don't worry, girl.
All right.
Thank you.
So it all comes down to this because you got to get 2 out of 3. TJ, last question.
Yep. Either Haley's going to her first Leaf game with her dad or she's going to call her dad and say Jax took the tickets away from her. Here we go. Outside of hockey, what other sports team calls Scotiabank Arena home?
Will Jax know the answer to this?
Yes.
Is that a dinosaur? Because that's the Raptor!
Hey! Wow.
What's a raptor sound like, Jax?
Okay. So congratulations. Right. You and your dad are going to the Leafs.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you, Jax.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Hang on.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's your dream job on camera? Oh. And I'm convinced everybody's got an answer for this because we all watch TV, we all listen to podcasts and radio and stuff like that. What's your dream job for that? And the reason I ask is that yesterday we found an ad for $1,500, which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And all you needed to do was be a woman between the ages of 25 and 35.
That's right.
And you had to like sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it really helped too if you were good at dancing and used social media. So we all looked at Jax and said, holy smokes, this is your dream job.
You were born for this.
I love sandwiches.
Now.
And I'm a good dancer sometimes.
So here's what happened.
Yeah.
You applied.
I did apply. I wrote an email to them yesterday.
Can you read it out, please?
I can. Well, hello there. I hope this email finds you well. My name is Jax Irwin, and I'm applying for the role of sandwich eater as posted online. This has been, and keep in mind that the subject title is a sandwich eater application.
Sure.
This has been a lifelong dream of mine, and I feel that my passion of sandwiches and dance, I could be a perfect match for you. I gave them all my info, and then I said, I eagerly await your response, and I hope that our sandwich paths can cross soon.
Take care, Jax. I thought you could say something. You should have done like a pun. Like, I hope we can butter each other's bread.
I was trying to play. Adam, this is my work. Like,
okay.
this isn't a joke.
A professional career.
This isn't a joke.
How many exclamation points did you put in the email to make it sound happy but polite?
I actually didn't. This is a business email.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is
okay, they're going to think you're mad.
And I attached my headshot and another photo.
What photos did you pick?
I picked one of me in a suit, looking friendly.
Yeah, of course.
And then an actual, like, headshot.
Yeah.
And they got back to me, guys.
Did they?
What did they say?
Did. They said, hello, Jax, thanks for your interest. Please submit a self-tape by Thursday. So today, so I submitted my application.
So what does the self-tape have to contain?
Okay, so do you want me to read you what the outline is?
Yeah.
Okay, it's called Project Sandwich, self-tape instructions. scene one. A young woman is at home in her apartment, cozied up, scrolling her phone. Yeah. It appears she's on a dating app and is reacting to what she sees with a variety of facial expressions. She sees something she likes and jumps up, wide-eyed from the couch. Scene two. She happily dances to a favorite song, holding a sandwich, and then returns to the couch and takes a bite. What? I don't know why.
What is this an ad for?
I don't know.
Like a sandwich dating app?
I don't know. But then it says, you may use the chorus from Shivers by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, this is Subway. They're the only one who can afford that.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, for sure it's Subway. And that would be your favorite. I know you love Subway. That's
the
for
dream.
Sure Subway.
I would die.
For
I will sure do Subway. It for I'll pay Subway to let me in that commercial. Okay, so wish me luck, guys.
So you've submitted your video.
I have submitted.
And the thing was, here's the thing. We wanted to post Jax's submission video, but she's like, oh, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
Why wouldn't you make it funny?
It's you on a dating app eating a sandwich. What's not funny
about guys,
that?
I had a quick turnaround. I had to get the self-tape in. I had to get the self-tape.
Why
really
can't we post this? Text us 999-999. Do you want us to post this at Virgin Radio Toronto?
Or text us if you know how to hack her computer. Yeah, we can post it there.
That'd be good too.
Try me. This is important.
Beyond all that, you're hearing Jax live her dream out on the air. Yeah.
That's right.
And I feel like you're at least going to an audition here, which would be so cool.
I would cry.
I don't know if you're going to get it, but I feel like you're going to an audition.
I'd cry.
My whole thing, I remember talking to one of my friends has this dream, and she is 45 now. And her dream is, I want one hit song. I want one hit song. I want one pop song that's massive.
Okay.
She's like, but it's got to be Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head, massive.
Oh.
Right?
Legendary.
And then she's like Lou Bega, Mambo No. 5.
Yeah.
Just a one hit wonder.
Yeah, just a Vanilla Ice kind of career.
I respect that.
And then just disappear forever. She's like, I'd have enough money to retire.
Yeah.
And it would be fun. So she's still hanging on to that dream. Two kids. Fully grown later.
You 100% can still happen. She's 100%.
I would like to make this happen.
Yeah.
Susan Boyle, I think, is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, always follow your dreams.
Now, my dream is a little bit smaller, but I want to run this by you.
Okay.
I would like to be a peripheral character, maybe a main character, but I feel like that's shooting too high. A peripheral character in a Hallmark Christmas movie.
You've always wanted to do this.
Always wanted to do this. Why? Because the movies are terrible. And because I love them so much. Yeah. I love them because they're bad. And then I figured, my acting doesn't need to be that good, right?
No. I
can be the brother that's assisting at the cookie factory that's about to close, who's a little bit, who's got a really happy family at home, and he keeps asking his single brother why he doesn't have a wife and kids as well.
And you have to call him bro in the movie. Because
Hey,
bro. And bro, why don't you just sell down and get the family, bro? It's the best, bro.
100%. We're all wearing Brooks Brothers sweater vests and that sort of thing. Bro, even though we're supposed to be destitute, but we have all this money in this gigantic cabin that we're going to lose if the cookie factory closes and it's snowing and they kiss at the end of the movie.
I don't think that, I don't think that's going to be that hard for you. I think you'd be great. You have an all-American look,
You have a varsity jacket look.
You look like a superhero.
God.
You
high school me would have been so happy to hear that. So TJ, yours?
This is the role I was born to play in a movie. Okay. I've always wanted to be the person in a horror movie that actually has their head on straight and saves all the teenagers in the woods by giving them a logical way to escape.
But you die.
No, I live.
No, you have to die. The person that helps them escape
dies. I'm not a martyr. I don't have to die.
I think you have to die in that role.
And I say, hey, why don't we all get into this Ford Fiesta and drive away from this campsite, and then we won't get machete murdered.
Wait, so your dream is to be in a movie and be right?
Yeah.
TJ thing I've ever heard.
How do I make this movie about me? Said TJ.
And then the credits, it's 4 minutes of me saying, you're welcome.
All right. So everybody is saying, post the video.
It wasn't funny, so I didn't make it funny.
I know, but I think it's funny just seeing you eat. You're eating a sandwich, are you not?
Yeah, there's some mayo in my mouth.
Okay. So can we post this video?
We'll see.
Somebody says, don't post the video. Similar thing happened to a friend. She posted about an art project, and the consignment company called seeing the post and asked them to remove it until the selection process is finished.
Yeah, Adam,
so there is no public bias.
Yeah, Adam, like, this is really serious, and I need to focus, okay?
All right, well, listen.
I know there's a lot of text coming in.
I'm very upset with you if you don't post this.
We'll see. We'll
you don't
see.
Need, you cannot rob us of this.
We'll see.
Okay, then beyond that, what we would like to know at 99999 is your on-screen dream.
Yes, tell okay? us.
The one thing that you would like to do. You don't have to work. I'm not talking about people that, you don't work in entertainment or whatever, but you're like, you know what? I would like to be an extra on The Walking Dead, which I hear is actually a lot of fun, and you get paid really well. Hit us up. What is it for you? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with The Weeknd.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We want to know what your on-screen dream is. You don't have to work in entertainment, but everybody's got that one thing you're like, you know what? I feel like I'd be good in that role. Now, Jax, if you are just catching up, is auditioning for a role for a commercial we're pretty sure is Subway, where she has to pretend she's on Tinder, but it's Tinder for sandwiches, and then she has to eat it. Now, we have a video. She just showed it to me. I'm not kidding. This is her audition video. It's really good.
I feel like
it should be on Virgin Radio Toronto's Instagram page.
Right.
So here's what you need to do. Go to Jax On Air on Instagram.
Yeah.
Spam her until she posts it on Virgin Radio Toronto.
Just comment, give us the video or else.
Yeah, a little bit of ominous threat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or else is
something
very
vague.
Important.
Don't threaten
me. Now, beyond that, we wanted to ask you again, what's your thing that you would love to step in and do? Just the one, one moment in the spotlight. TJ, what do we got?
This one's great from the 905. I've always wanted to be a voice character in a major Disney movie.
Cool. Yeah. That'd be so much fun.
I've heard that is exhausting.
Yeah.
They'll make you say, like, if it's like, that's a bird, and they'll make you say it 40 different times, and it'll take like an hour to get through a line. It takes forever.
But think of the money that you make as a voiceover artist on Disney.
Well, I bet you do well.
Yeah. If you were a Disney animal, what animal would you be, Adam?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I'd be one of the dogs from Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jax?
Pumbaa.
Didn't
Pumbaa
you have
rules.
Some sort of, like connection with Pumbaa?
No, I liked Mufasa.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They were part of your...
He's strong.
So if you were Pumbaa, would you hit on Mufasa? Is that what you're saying?
It wouldn't be the original plot line. Okay. I'll say that.
Well, all right.
No worries for the rest of your days, Mufasa.
From the 647, my on-screen dream is to be like Stan Lee and just show up for a brief second in every movie I have, and everyone goes, there he is!
Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
Well, that is really cool.
I want to be an extra in the movie where everyone is really muscular, but they CGI me really fit because I'm built like a bag of milk. That's from the 416. That's funny. Last one from the 416. I always wanted to be one of the girls from The Price is Right. Not now, but like when Bob Barker was around and they were very glamorous. I guess they were glamorous dresses.
Oh,
do they not wear? I don't know what they do on Price is Right now.
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Business casual. Keep them coming. 99999. Jax, are you posting the video?
What's that? I'm thinking about it.
There's a lot of people going, Jax, don't do it until the process is over.
If there's a life lesson in this at all, it's that peer pressure works sometimes.
100%.
Oh, no.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's Remembrance Day. And in honor of the occasion and the poppy's 100-year anniversary, the Toronto sign will be red and has been given its own temporary poppy. Today, there are going to be ceremonies held throughout the city. All ceremonies are going to begin at 10:45, but it looks like some of them are kind of set up a little bit earlier. For those who are unable to make it in person, by the way, they can watch them online on the city's YouTube channel, which is a great idea. It makes it super accessible. The city Remembrance Day events will consist of singing the national anthem, a moment of silence, performances on the bagpipes and bugle, reading of In Flanders Fields, and laying wreath with remarks. YouTube is going to be removing the dislike button to combat online harassment. It's actually a pretty good idea. They announced the decision to remove it on to make it private across its platform. So I don't know if that means that they're just getting rid of it permanently or if people who post the videos can still see the dislikes.
I'm sure you'll be able to see it. There's an app. If you've got a YouTube account, it's called YouTube Studio, and you'd be able to, you know, actually tell how your channel's doing or whatever. But I can tell you from personal experience, from my podcast, stuff like that, we have thousands of subscribers, and what can happen is we've had a couple times where like white nationalist groups have come in,
and
because producer Jesse, who is black, is on the show, they'll like spam us, and or they'll do it on Twitch or whatever, and they do this to everybody. It's not like so what'll happen is they'll drive the dislike count up or whatever, and this happens. So we had to hire a community manager to monitor content and stuff like that, and it's okay, like it's not okay. But it's like you manage it.
Yeah.
But doing this is the right move because it's the reason why Facebook never had one, right? It just encourages kind of negative feeling. Yeah. If you don't like it, you don't have to consume it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when people say, I don't like what you said, you go, well, you're not going to like everything I said.
That's like, I don't like eating seafood, but that doesn't mean I'm standing in the middle of the grocery store yelling at anyone who looks at a lobster.
Right. That's the thing, right?
Is, don't eat seafood.
That's exactly
perfect way to do it.
What it is like, TJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good analogy.
Was that sarcasm?
A little bit.
All right.
Good one.
New dating trends that you got to look out for next year. According to the dating website, Plenty of Fish. So they pulled 7,000 single people, and here's what they came up with.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Communidating. Using dating apps, not just for dating and intimate relationships, but for also making friends and connections.
I've met a few friends on Tinder.
Of course you have.
you dated them first, though, right?
What's that?
I went on, but
there wasn't a spark between a couple of them, and I'm still friends with them.
Isn't there Bumble Friend?
Yeah.
They're Bumble
BFF. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Super helpful.
I mean, I think. There's also something called deja vuing, which they're saying is going to be big next year. Doing the same things with a new partner that you did with your ex.
Mm.
I've mentioned this
you
before.
You are guilty of this.
I love this.
I have a first date bar.
Boston Pizza.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to give up the spot.
Boston Pizza, Front Street. Yeah, that's the one.
No, it's Jack Astor's because they have alcohol that comes in a fishbowl. anticipation, which is being unsure about the physical boundaries that are acceptable. Like, are you going to hug? Are you going to shake hands? Or are you going to fist bump your date?
Don't do that.
If you fist bump your date, it's probably not going to go well.
You're not going to be sleeping with them.
Forever.
Yeah. You got to call them bro, too. There's something called hesitating, which is being unsure if you want to date seriously or casually because life is so weird and uncertain right now. And the last one is a vacation. Taking someone you just started dating on a vacation because why not?
Have you done that?
Yeah, TJ.
I mean, probably. What would you classify as like right away?
Under 4 months.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
How did it go?
I took someone I started dating like in the like May or June. We went to Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Like August.
Oh, yeah. And then you guys got into a fight crossing the street.
Yeah, we got into a fight in Florence, Italy. Didn't speak for 2 days. Yeah.
It was a lovely trip.
But the cathedral was beautiful. Yeah. My favorite part about it was probably the silence, you know? Like, yeah. You ever walk with your partner through a park and all you can hear is birds and not them talking? Because I do.
It's not dark at all. Hey, no. Shannon Burns is up next. She's got a keyword for you. Hook you up with rent-free for a year.
Ciao.
Virgin Radio.
Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.